Kareem. This is on the virtue of Salat al-Duha. At least in the month of Ramadan, if there are certain extra things you can do, it will create good habits for you and your family. Amongst them, the Amulayn. Amongst them, the Hajjud Salah. Amongst them, performing the Salah after Fajr, known as Ishraq Salah, you wait. And after sunrise, inshallah, you do that. Then there's also a thing called Salat al-Duha. Salat al-Duha is that Salah that is performed as the sun gets brighter. Now everybody wants a certain time. There always some people say, well, back home I used to do it 9 o'clock. Back home I used to do it 10 o'clock. Back home I used to do it 11 o'clock. Salat al-Duha is not based on a clock. It is based on as the sun gets brighter and the heat and the rays of the sun begins to come out. And that can occur some places 10 o'clock, some places 11 o'clock, depending on the season, depending on the situation, etc. And also, if one can perform 6 to 8 rakats after Maghrib Salah, especially those brothers that are in itikaf, they have the opportunity to do all these various Salah. And this would increase your good deeds, and also at the same time, it'll give you an it'll give you an opportunity to perform sunnah that generally you may forget to perform, or it may be difficult to perform. Just as a quick routine for those of you that are in itikaf, I'll just give you a simple way to enjoy your itikaf. One is, of course, let's just say you get up a Fajr Salah. After Fajr Salah, you try to sit for 15-20 minutes making various azkar. After that, you make dua. After that, you read your Yasin. After that, you try to read Quran as much as you can. The sun will rise. Thereafter, you read your Ishraq Salah. After you do your Ishraq Salah, then you can go to sleep. And let's say you get up at about 12:30, 1 o'clock. From 1 o'clock to, let's say, 1:45, because our Zuhar Salah is 2 o'clock. For that 45 minutes, you can read a hadith. And I'm not saying open the hadith kitab and start making your own interpretation. No, just read the hadith for the sake of reading the hadith and enjoying the hadith. Not a debate, not an argument, not reading it. Oh, when I go home, I'm telling my wife this, and I'm telling my son that, and I'm telling my father-in-law this, and my mother that. Forget all that. Read it for the sake of soaking it in your own heart. That's your idea. Your first da'wah is yourself. And this is very, very important. After that, you read your sunnah salah, or you give adhan, you read your sunnah, then you read the salah with the imam. Thereafter, you read all your sunnah thereafter. You're in the masjid, you have the time. So there's no need for shortcuts. Thereafter, inshallah, you read Quran again, and you absorb the time in that. Thereafter, you get a good fiqh book. A good fiqh book, and you go over the fiqh book for maybe 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Simple stuff. Again, don't go over the fiqh book to come and teach others, or to come and look and see who's doing right and who's doing wrong. Learn it for your own self, for your own betterment. And after that, you sleep, you can rest again, all the way to Asr Salah. From Asr to Maghrib, you do whatever things that are personal to you. Whether it's calling your, you have a tartib. You call your family, you call your friends, you ask them to make dua, you ask them to forgive you, you forgive them. You do a little bit of things that are light on the mind. You read some other things that may cool the mind off. And thereafter, you have, of course, your Maghrib, your Iftar. After your Iftar is done, you again read 6 to 8 rakats. Remember, Rasulullah used to do this after Maghrib Salah. He shouldn't just read 2 and run away. That's not the way he should do it in his home also. He should read a certain amount. And some say it was known as Awabin, and it was a considerable amount. After that, you get ready for the Taraweeh Salah. You try to find a good spot. You don't push, you don't shove, you don't come last minute. You are waiting. And as you are waiting, you read your sunnah, you read your Quran, you make adhkar, you make dua, and that's how, that's one tartib. Now after Taraweeh again, you take a break. After take your break, you read your Qiyamul Layl, you read your own, then you take a small rest. Because the virtue of the Hajjud Salah is, you rest, and after you rest, you get up, you make that juhud, that sacrifice, you get up. You read that Tahajjud Salah. After that, you go and eat something. Even if you don't want to eat, you go drink something. Have something at least to fulfill the aspect of sunnah. And thereafter, again, you come in early. Give the adhan. After you give the adhan, read the sunnah. Then you wait for the salah. Like as if you are waiting for the command of Allah. and thereafter you begin the process again. So inshallah, these are things that the ulama recommend, the ulama do, and sometimes they also include in there, they'll call someone to speak with them privately in the room, etc. So if you can do this inshallah, it'll create a lot of benefit for you, whether you're in the full-time itikaf or the part-time. Now let's just do one hadith and inshallah we'll be done. Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala narrates, my friend, my very close companion, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, advised me to fast 3 days in every month. So after Ramadan, we continue the system to offer 2 rakats of Salat al-Duha, that Salah that I describe as the sun gets bright, and that I should offer the Witr Salah before, inshallah, going to sleep. Of course, in the month of Ramadan, there is more reward of performing the Witr Salah in the way in which you are doing in the form of Jamaat. Another hadith says the following. Zayd bin Arqam radiallahu narrates that he saw some people offering Salat al-Duha. So he said, they know that Salah offered at the time, other than this time, is superior. The Messenger of Allah said, the Salah of those who turn to Allah in repentance is offered when it is extremely hot. Without going into the detail, why is this Salah done when it's extremely hot as it is heating up? The idea of Salat al-Duha actually is to seek refuge from the fire of Jahannam. Also, the Ahnaf perform the Salah of Dhuhr after the sun has moved from its pinnacle point. There is a time when the Salah starts. But Ahnaf generally don't do it immediately. There is a reason for why. They don't do it immediately because when the sun is most hot, they are of the opinion that the fire of Jahannam is boiling. And because of that, they wait for the coolness to take place. And once the coolness takes place, thereafter they perform the Dhuhr Salah. Now this is a slight difference. It doesn't mean one is right and one is wrong. It has nothing to do with that at all. They have a certain logic. So it's not that we do not perform Salah when the thing is hot out there. That is done for the Salat al-Duha to seek refuge from the adab and the heat and the boiling of Jahannam. And inshallah, if we can make amal on this tomorrow, then at least I can say you did not waste your time here today sitting and listening to me. May Allah help us and guide us.